I want to continue our conversation about the dinim of Nat Bar Nat. If you remember, we noted yesterday a discussion, the Pisrei Tshuva, about whether Nat Bar Nat only means you can go from a keli to an ochel, but is there Nat Bar Nat from ochel itself? Is there Nat Bar Nat from ochel to ochel? And we pointed out that there is some question about what the proper girsan, the sharidura is, etc. We also noted that Rashi on Kuftes Zayin has a discussion about Nat Bar Nat in the context of if I have the cholov shebekeva and I add additional cholov to it. So Rashi says that there were some who are make on this based on Nat Bar Nat. And Rashi says, no, that's not correct. Now, Brian was speaking to me yesterday, and he's like, I don't understand the whole issue, because that case is not really Nat Bar Nat. Right? Nat Bar Nat means I have the tam of basar that goes into the keli, from the keli, let's say, into the food, right? That's a case of Nat Bar Nat. But in this case, what I have is tam basar that goes, it's the basar itself. It's not like the tam basar. The basar itself goes into the chalav shel bekeva, and then I'm putting chalav in it. So why is that considered Nat Bar Nat at all? So that's a good kasha. But at the same time, what?
I think that's good for the point that Rashi makes.
That, so that could be that's the maskana that Rashi makes and the Hanabi. But the point we were trying to make is as follows. The point that we were trying to make is that the fact that Rashi's Rebbeim or whoever these phantom group is, the fact that they entertain the idea that this is called the Nat Bar Nat, that means that although it's in an Ochel, I still use the words Nat Bar Nat. But in other words, they are saying that the term Nat Bar Nat is not a term that is limited only to Kalim. They are saying that the term Nat Bar Nat is limited to Eichlim. It applies to Eichlim equally. Now, you're right. In that case, it's hard to understand why it's a Nat Bar Nat. And the Chanami good kasha, it could be the Maskon of Rashi, etc. But the basic idea that we use the words Nat Bar Nat, that seems to indicate that it's by Ochel also. Another issue that comes up about this question about Nat Bar Nat by Ochel is as follows. If you remember the Shach in Se'if Katin Dalet, the Shach points out that although the Ramo says that Nat Bar Nat al Yedei Bishol is also a chatrila b'vidia, but it's going to be mutter. However, if you have Nat Bar Nat with Tzali, it's going to be also even b'vidia. Right, that's the Shita of the Maharshal. That's the Shita of the Sefer HaTruma that we discussed. Now, the Chavis Das comments, what does Nat Bar Nat al Yedei Tzali mean? So the case is that I have a spit and I use the spit to roast a piece of meat on it to make a shawarma. And then I want to use the same spit again for cheese. So that's Nat Bar Nat, right? You have tam basar into the spit, from the spit into the cheese, right? That's going to be a Nat Bar Nat. Nonetheless, the Maharshal is going to say that case is also, because it's Nat Bar Nat ayde tzli. But what would happen if that spit is not a spit? Let's say the spit is a frying pan, or it's a pot. And I cook the basar in the pot initially. So now I have a pot that became fleishig. And then I want to use that same pot to make a chveis milchik pancakes in it. No?
So it
became fleishig. Forget spit. Let's say I have a pot that became fleishig. My hearing aids actually died, so I'm going to ask you to speak louder.
No, it just in a pan. Yeah,
it's not a pan. Right, if I have a pan that became fleishig, al yedei water or something, right? Deep frying. Okay, regular frying maybe is considered tzli. Deep frying. So I make schnitzel with a lot of oil in the pan, so the pan became fleishig. And then I'm going to make pancakes in the same pan. So is that considered a case of tzli that the Maharsha would ask, or even b'diavad? Right? Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, I feel like I missed
The Napar Napai sleeve is where you use that same spit in the built-in hand fleshing. Yeah, I thought Napar Napai used spit for fleshing, then you use it for something else.
Okay, I should not use the same spit for milking inflation. You're correct. I spoke improperly. I spoke wrong. So I make pariv in the I make pariv on the spit. Is that pariv food going to be mutter with milchix after? So the Maharshal says it's usher. Right? Not by not idea. It's really going to be usher. Thank you. So what about if I have a frying pan and the frying pan became fleishig al yidei bishul, and then I make pancakes in that frying pan, the pancakes I'm making are pariv pancakes. Can I put butter on the pariv pancakes? No? Is not a case of not by not idei tzuli, but Maharshal say is also even b'diavad. So the Chavos Das tells that in this case is not a napar nat, that's also even with the other, because the blia rishaina came al yidei bishul, not al yidei tzvi. That means that even though haklasha rishona is not through tzvi, or I should say it like this, when haklasha rishona is not through tzvi, so then the Chavos Das is willing to be mekel. The only time it's going to be machmir is when the original situation is al yedei tzli, and it goes from tzli to tzli. The chumra of tzli does not apply when the initial bliya is al yedei bishul. That means that a bliya of eichel to eichel, so to speak, is also going to be machlish the iser, right? The fleishig is less fleishig because it got into the pan al yedei bishul, right? If I hold like this shari dura that the Prima Gadim quotes, that when it gets in al yedei ochel, it is not niklash. So then the Chavos Das could not be mekel in this case. The kula of the Chavos Das only makes sense if you hold the haklosha ayyadei ochel is also called haklosha. So far, so good? Yes, sir.
Just, I'm missing something, but why, for starting, why does it think you need to do anything on
the Cassius, just speak louder because it's hard to hear.
Why, for starting, you need, if we say for starting that you have the shahar, you have a you're allowed to do
about chila
even. It's not as for
about chila. Whether it's mutter for svad mechat chila, wait a minute. But yeah.
Then would you not need two separate dishes, two separate pans?
No. In other words, I can't cook. That's what Yitzi was saying. I'm not allowed to cook milchix in a fleishik pan, but I could cook pariv in a fleishik pan. Let's say, right?
Why do you not see that? That's not for you.
That that's not by not. Milchik in the fleishik pan?
Oh, that's one.
Milchik in the fleishik pan is bad.
Forget that
right. Milchik in the fleishik pan is bad. Daniel?
Please explain one more time how how must be the discovered out of mass. Is this meaning to have not by not through a food?
Because remember, the Maharshal is Mahmir or not by not Aide Tzli. Now, the Chavos Das says that's only true if the blia, let's say, of the fleishik, the blia into the spit or into the frying pan is direct without any liquid. But if it happens with a liquid, so then that's not called sli anymore, right? Meaning that we assume that there is a haklasha, it gets weaker because it goes through, right? It's meat going through a liquid into a pan. So that means that going through a liquid or going through a food itself suffices to weaken the iser. Or to weaken...
Isn't that the very definition of the difference between
bishul and sleep? Well, no. Again, I'm talking about the second See, the Maharshal says that not bar not dai dai tzli is going to be also. So one could have learned that when I have a fleishik pan, so I should not use that fleishik pan to make power of pancakes. Because that's going to be not bar not, because the pancakes are dai tzli. The Chavis Das is saying that no, it can't be that just the pancakes are ayidei tzli. It's got to be that the pan absorbed ayidei tzli and the pancakes are ayidei tzli. Because if the pancakes are absorbed through a liquid, it's a weaker iser. That means that whatever goes in through liquid is by definition weaker. That sounds like naf bar nat happens even through olcho.
But doesn't also that just mean that? Couldn't that also just mean that the haklasha happened through the way that the blios got into the pot? I mean, maybe the Chavistas is saying that's weaker because the initial blia is weaker.
The initial blia is weaker. That's
not the blia. Maybe the blia through ochel is full on total blia, but the initial blia into the pot, ali de bishul, is weaker than a blia ali de sleep.
Right, but why is that? The reason why it's weaker, ali de bishul, is presumably because bishul means it goes through a medium, which means that medium is some sort. You're saying what would happen if what would happen if I cook it in ammonia?
Where is that saying that the haklasha is ali din ochel the power of food? Where is saying the
haklasha is that the meat that's cooked in a liquid.
That liquid
weakens the amount of meat that is in the pot. And if it's weakened, ayde the pot, so the maharshal asumra of naparnat ayde tzwe does not apply. Deep breath. So that is the first chavastas that we spoke about yesterday. In the Pisrei Tshuva, they talk about another chavastas, a maplekes chavastas and Beis Ephraim, which is extremely important. The machlekes between the Chavis Das and Beis Ephraim is called Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishul. The end of the Pisrei Tshuva Seif Katan Aleph. Ayin Chavis Das Shekasa Dvor Amina Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishul. The case is like this. I'm cooking water in a pot. I have cholov that hits the doifin hakedera kineged the rotav. So says the Chavis Das, if cholov falls on the kedera that I'm cooking dogim in, I'm cooking fish in that pot, so I don't view it like it's a nat bar nat. Meaning, it's not like a nat bar nat al yedei bishul. Nat bar nat al yedei bishul, says the Chavis Das, is when they have a pot that's fleishig already, fleishig from previously, and then I cook fish in the pot. But when I have a pot that's becoming fleishig at the same time that I'm cooking the fish, so in that situation, I view the fish like it is fleishig fish. It's not called nat bar nat fish. Well, the mitzias is I'm cooking fish in a pot, and a tipas cholov or a tipas basar, whatever, falls on the daifen hakadera while I'm cooking the fish. So one could have argued that that's like a nat bar nat, that I have a fleishik pot that's nice and tam into the fish. And one could have argued that the din of nat bar nat is the din of nat bar nat. However, says the Chavis Das, that does hasnish nat bar nat. We don't say nat bar nat b'shas bishul. The Beis Ephraim disagrees. The Beis Ephraim says that the fish that's cooking in the pot, at the moment that the tipas cholov, let's say, hits it, that's still called a nat bar nat because you have tam cholov into the kedera. From the kedera into the dag, nat bar nat. That's what the Beis Ephraim says. The Chavis Das says, no, nat bar nat b'shas bishul is nat bar nat.
What's his svara?
What is the svara of the Chavis Das? Good kasha, that's what we're going to talk about. But your mom is ahead of the game. So the Chavis Das says, he uses the Lashon that we discussed earlier, the Lashon Mikushar. Reb Kiva Eger says the same thing, but he uses a Lashon of Nat Bar Nat being only when there is Nach Bein Tayim, when it rests. If it happens right away, it's not called resting. It's not called resting because it's ki'ilu, I have claw that goes straight into the fish. Nat Bar Nat means I have a milchik pat. The milchik pat, the Gemara says, kedera bas yoma iyasha delo pugma porta. That a kedera bas yoma also is a shtickle nosin tam of gam. But that applies only when it was fleshik or it was milchik beforehand. If it becomes fleshik and milchik at the same time, so it's ki'ilu, I'm cooking the fish with milchiks. And that is called, says the Chavis Das, that's not called Nafar Nat. That is his Shita. Yes, sir.
Is this connected at all to the issue of washing dishes?
Yeah, so yes, the Pashtus, but we'll have to say no. Okay. And this is something that we alluded to yesterday towards the end of the shiur, but let's go slowly. There is a machlokas between the Rush and the Sefer HaTruma about can I wash, Sif Gimel, can I wash milchik dishes in boiling water in a fleshik pot? Right? So the Sefer HaTruma and the Rush have a machlokas. The Mechaber holds it's going to be mutter. Mechaber it's Parish HaBasar Shutz Ba B'Yorech HaLeves B'Cham and Shei Atzor Leves Bo. You mean if Shnei and B'nei Yoman is going to be mutter because it's not Barnat. Not Barnat HaHetera. The Rush, Taisus on Kuf Yud Beis, they are Machmir. There's a few reasons to be Machmir. One reason to be Machmir is just practically speaking that you're worried that the two things are going to touch, that the fleshik is going to touch the milchik dishes. That's one reason. That's like less exciting in Mondas. The more exciting way to be Machmir is to say that in this case, the tam of the basar and the tam of the cholov connect in the water, and it's not barnat. Not barnat means it's noch bintaya. It rested. In this case, it didn't rest. Now, what Daniel is pointing out is that this sounds very similar to the Machlokas, Chavis Das, and Beis Ephraim, but as Rav Lachman used to say, that can't be, because that would be really corny. To say a Machlokas Achareinim is the same thing as a Machlokas Harishainim, right? And it's the same thing as like a Machlokas between, you know, the Rabbon Shalom, the Malachi Hashareis. You can't say something like that. That's already not Shaykh. So what's the difference between the Chavis Das's Beis Ephraim's case and this case? So L'cha'ira and our friend, the Megillah Sefer, works on this very hard. The Megillah Sefer wants to say Azoy. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, I have a fleshik pat. The fleshik pat and the milchik dish have their bliyas inside it. The bliyas that are inside it, we have the rule in the Gemara that even a kedera bas yayma iyavshadlo pogma porta. Since it was fleshik, it was milchik beforehand, so we could argue that haklosha shniya al yedei mayim is going to be mutter still. The haklosha shniya, even though it's happening simultaneous, but because the ikar haklosha is haklosha rishona, the ikar thing when it gets weaker is the first initial contact. So in the Chavis Das in the Beis Ephraim case, that initial contact doesn't make it weaker because it goes through and through. But in the Shulchan Aruch case, in Sif Gimel, there is Pidima in the initial contact. So one could argue that Sif Gimel is better then the machlokes based Ephraim and Chavistas. Say it again. A kidei rabas yoima. So the din is, we have to kasher a kidei rabas yoima. The Torah only says that the din of Giulei Nachrim, that's a din doirai, so let's say, applies to kidei rabas yoima. There are opinions that kidei rabas yoima is also pogum a little bit, and therefore you can't learn the regular dinim of Nosin Tan Mufgam of Tam Keker. I can't learn Tam Keker from Hechsher Kalim, because Hechsher Kalim is a Thiddish, the Iyashad Lo Pugma Porta, and Afilo Hachi, the Torah says you have to kasher it. That means when I have Blia in the Fleshik pot, that Blia in the Fleshik pot is not as Geshmak as the original Fleshiks. The corned beef itself, the pastrami itself, tastes better than the blia of pastrami in the Daifin HaKadera.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll let you do a taste test. Okay? You taste the blia inside the Kadera, and you'll probably find out that it's not as geschmack as the pastrami itself. What that means is that in my din of Nat Bar Nat, when I'm talking about HaKlashos HaIsser, or HaKloshos HaHeter, when I'm talking about how it gets weaker over time, so I could say that when the first HaKlosha is in a Keli, so that's a real HaKlosha, and then the fact that the HaKloshos meet inside the pat, I have Eichel, right, or I have Mayim, and I have the Blia of Basar and the Blia of the Cholov that meet over there, one could say that that case is mutter. Even though the meeting is simultaneous, but the meeting is simultaneous, and it's a meeting of something that's already attenuated. It's already weaker.
That would be against the...
So one could argue that even though the Chavistas is mafmir or not barnat ayidei bishul, but in a case of washing dishes together, one could say that that case is going to be more makel, potentially.
Wow.
It's going to be more makel because in the case of Nat Bar Nat Ayadei Bishol, the cholov is going directly into the fish. It's happening all at one moment. It's never enough. It never stopped. Whenever it stopped, that by definition means haklasha, right? If the original stopping is in the keli, that's a significant haklasha. So I could say, even though the Chavistas is machmir nafanat ayidei bishul, he might be make on the washing of the dishes together.
I'm really not understanding
what we'll have to discuss it after. I mean, maybe one other guy will explain it. Sometimes when you hear it the same. What? There's a difference between when it rested in a pot.
In the water, it's not resting either.
What?
In the water, it's not resting either.
That's correct. But since it originally rested in the pot, so whatever flavor goes into the water is already weaker flavor. Right? That's the svara. Next. The other way I think is harder. The Beis Ephraim says that Nat Bar Nat Bish'as Bishol is going to be mutter. But one could argue that even so, Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishol is going to be mutter, but it still might be usser to wash the dishes together. I guess that's not so crazy because the time of basar and the time of chalav are mixing in the same water. Right? In other words, there's no time sheni laheter. Okay. So basically what we're saying is that if Gimel is not really the same as the Machlokes Chavistas and Beis Ephraim. We're good? That's that Nekuda. Now, Sif Beis, however, is very relevant for the Chavistas and Beis Ephraim, the Afaresh at Sichati. The Mechaber holds that Naparnat Ayidei Bishol is okay. Naparnat Ayidei Bishol, Ayidei Tzli is okay. The Ramah quotes opinions that Naparnat Ayidei Bishol, Ayidei Tzli is a problem. That's the opinion of the Rifan. Great. The Mechaber told me that already in Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber seems to repeat the din, and the Mechaber talks about if I cook eggs in a milking a pot, I'm allowed to put those eggs into a chicken. No? I'm allowed to stuff a chicken with the eggs. That's what the Mechaber has. Now, I don't understand. Why does the Mechaber need to tell me this? I already know that Mechaber is Meko Naparnat Al Yedei Bishul. So the answer is that I would have thought that eggs are different. Why would eggs be different? So if you look in the Taz, in Se'if Katan Beis, the Taz has a machlekes with himself and the Rashba. The Rashba tells me that an egg is potentially different than regular naparnat because by definition, every egg shell has a hole in it. There's no such thing as an impervious eggshell. And the proof in the pudding is that when you cook the egg in the chulin, let's say, and then you take off the shell of the egg is brown. The fact that the color goes through, says the Rashba, indicates that eggshells, by definition, are porous. The Taz writes, Ilav tekhanesh the Rashba, nearly the ainak of the Beit Sabatolda, Elish Baileo Poilait Derech HaKlipa, Midover Shehu Mamish Bay. Says the Taz, you don't have to say what the Rashba says. Maybe there are no holes in eggshells. But still the eggshell is porous. Or it is Baileya directly from the meat. So if I'm cooking meat in a chalent, I would have thought that that is not naparnat because the chalent is going into the egg directly. The chiddush is it's still called naparnat. So the Rashba says that the issue with the egg is because there's a hole in the eggshell. The Taz says there's no hole in the eggshell. Says the Prima Godim, let's go slowly. The Rashba cannot hold, says the Prima Godim, that there is no hole in the eggshell. Because if there's no hole in the eggshell, that case of the egg would mamish be a nat bar nat, meaning I have fleshik meat in the chalent. It's no same time into a keli. The keli is the eggshell. From the eggshell into the egg, that would be enough for not to hetera, no? That would be a paradigmatic, not for not to hetera. The Rashba would say, Zach the Prima Godin, that the klipa is like a keli, and therefore, nat bar nat would mamish apply in this case, for sure. Nat bar nat to hetera. Now, this issue is mamish a chavas da'as issue. Because what's happening? I'm cooking an egg, right? Let's say the egg has eichel in the middle, and it has a keli on the outside. There's an eggshell on the outside of the egg. The eggshell is a keli. So I have ochel that is contained in the keli. But I'm cooking basar at the same moment. It's not the same as our cases of naparnat, where I have a fleshik pot, and it's nice and tam into a par of thing. Over here, right, this is a case of fleshik pot that is becoming fleshik right now at the same moment that I'm cooking the eichel. So that would be like the fish that is being cooked in a pot when the tipas cholov lands on the pot. So that case should be the case of a nat bar nat al yedei bishul. Whether a nat bar nat al yedei bishul is called a nat bar nat is actually relevant for the case. That's the machlokas based on Ephraim and Tavas Das. And that's going to be relevant for how I understand Se'if Beis. Yeah.
This might be beyond the scope of this lecture, but what exactly we're saying that an eggshell and a kli, then what exactly is the line between kli and just an outer part of food? Like,
yeah. Again, I think part of that is the question. I have to admit that based on this, I have a chumra in Hilchas Shabbos. You were in my share for Shabbos, I think. No? Oh. So those of you who are in my share for Shabbos, remember there's an Isser of Hatmana, no? On Shabbos. It's like the lonely stepchild of Isser and Drabanan on Shabbos. You have Shehiya, Hachazar, and Hatmana. Hatmana means I can't have food that is insulated inside another food, according to many. That's why Machlikas, Mr. Ben Chazanish, if that's a real definition of Hatmana. But let's say I can't have lulei the fact that the kishka would fall apart if it would be just a kishka in the chalant. I couldn't wrap the kishka and put it in the chalant because that would be hatman. Based on this, I want to say it might be usur to have eggs in your chalant. Because my eggshell is a keli. And therefore it's hatmana. Chick, chack, boom.
Is the peel of a vegetable a clean?
So no, it's edible.
Okay, let's say it's like a really rough, let's say it's a cucumber, but not an English.
And let's say it's an avocado. I put an avocado in my shovel. Would that be hot?
First of all, bad idea. Why would you put an avocado, a whole avocado in the shovel? Oh, narrowly speaking.
It's a bad idea. Okay, even, right? But I don't know. I'm not exactly sure where you draw the line. Like you said, it might be beyond the scope of this lecture. I don't know where to draw the line, but I do know that that is exactly the conversation here in the Taz of Gutten Beis and the Prima Godim, and that relates to the dinim of Nat Bar Nat. Mr. Orenstein, Shalita.
Sorry, Shabbos question, but wouldn't the egg fall apart also if the kid's food?
I'm sorry, can't.
If the egg was out of the shell, wouldn't it also fall apart from bread?
If I boil the egg beforehand, it will fall apart. Then the Yachshe came. Okay. So these are some of the issues about Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishul. Am I allowed? Babies don't like cold milk, right? That's not the way the Rabbon Shalom made babies. So I have to heat up milk to give it to the baby. Am I allowed to take a bottle of cold milk? Or let's say it like this, take a bottle of cold milk, put the bottle of cold milk into a fleishik pot that's cooking water. Would that create an issue that the pot, right, or into a parif pot, would the pot potentially become milchig? I want to heat up a bottle of milk. I'm going to heat the bottle of milk in water, in a parif pot. Well, maybe now my parif pot just became milchig. It became milchig because it's Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishul. I have tam, chalav, that goes into the plastic of the bottle. From the plastic of the bottle, it goes into the keli. So we could say it's not, it goes through water into the keli, okay. Goes through water into the keli. One could argue that just like the Chavisda says, that the fish that is cooked in water and the tipas cholov hits that doifen hakadera, so it goes right through and through, and then that fish becomes mamish, a milchiga fish. No? That's what the Chavisda said. Napa napishas bishol is not a naparnat, so it's a milchiga fish. So one could argue that now I have a milchiga pat. I think about it.
Milk Leo swarring in the Orient. I'm setting the plastic bottle.
No. I'm cooking the plastic bottle. I want to warm up my plastic bottle.
I know you think that would work, and should we go through Nat Bar Nat Bar Nat?
It's not bar. No. It's not bar not bishas special. In other words, the chalav is going into the daifin habottle. Right, it's like the tipas cholav into the dolphin akadera, cholav into the dolphin habadol, from there into the water, into the keli. Right, so the keli is the equivalent to my piece of fish. That keli is a piece of fish.
There is one extra
step. What's that?
Nothing goes right. There is one extra step.
Who said that? There's an extra step.
What's that just that?
The
milk is in a bottle, but the water is heating up the bottle. So that means it's ki'ilu. I have hot milk that's hitting the daifin ha-kedera.
There's
no
difference between hot milk being the
milk
right there versus a bottle of milk going into it. It's not the milk.
It's
so
it should be worse in this case.
No. It should be a bottle of water, hot, not milk, hot fish. There's an extra step.
I have milk. Milk is now hot milk. And a hot milk is nice and tan into the Dyphen Hakadera. Into the Dyphen Habaro. Hot milk is nice and tan into the Dyphen Habaro. From the Dyphen Habaro, it goes into the Kedera.
No,
now
no.
I made a milking apart.
No, it goes into the water. And then it goes into the
pot. Okay, so Tipas Cholov goes into pot, goes into water, goes into fish.
I
apologize, my hearing gates died today. I can't hear a word you're saying. Again, I might not want to hear what you're saying. That's a different story. But I apologize. My hearing gates just died in Moseder. So that is some of the dinim of Nat Bar Nat Bishaz. Bishop, it happens that in our friend, the Megillah Sefer, he says what I think you might be saying, which is that maybe there's a difference between two kalim and one kalim. Maybe the Chavos Das is only machmir when you have one kalim into like water oichel. But if I have two kalim, maybe it's more of a kula. Right? So that...
I
think that's what you're trying to say, but he says it in an elegant way, right? You didn't, right? So, like, it's an elegant, maybe that's what you're saying, but you're trying to talk about the number of jumps. I think in terms of the number of jumps, it's the same, but I think the difference between two kalim and one kalim is, and one kalim is a real thing. Just say it loud, please.
Why the same amount of jumps? You have milk to bottle, to water to pop.
Right.
Four things.
I have milk to Dyphen Hakadera, to water, to fish. All the same. Same.
Milk to Dyphen Hakadera, water to fish. There's no water.
What? There's no water. Sure, I'm cooking fish and water. What, you think I'm a bum? Cooking fish and water. How is it kept fish? I'm not roasting the fish. I'm cooking it in water. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Not by not b'shas vision. Machlekes Beis Ephraim Chavos Das. Beis Ephraim has a raya from Hechsher Kalim. You see, the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. How do you ever kasher a keli? The tam from the keli is going to go out into the mayim, and from the mayim is going to shoot back into the keli. So what's my heter to kasher the keli? So they say something to the effect of it's gimel nos nitam. No? It goes tam into the kedera, from the kedera into the mayan, back into the kedera. Gimel nos nitam. Just again, it's like a boomerang. Well, here's the thing. If the Chavos Das is correct, that nafar nat b'shas bishul, hasnish nafar nat, so then the Rishonim can't say that the kula for Kasher and Kalim is based on Gimel Nos Neitam. That's the Beis Ephraim is Raya. Not bad. Not bad. Unless you want to say what we just said a minute ago, that two Kalim is different than one Kalim. And over here, I have one Kalim that's Dino Ketu. Right? In other words, my Dyphen HaKedera had Bliyas Treif in it. The treif goes out into the mayim, and it comes back into the kedera. The original kedera is a treif kedera. It was a kedera with tarfus in it. The next kedera is the same kedera, but now it's a kedera without treif in it. So one could say that even the Chavos Das is going to be makel by Beis Kalim. And maybe that case in Shulchan Aruch, again, if you think about like a warped lamdan. Right, so it is also a case of Beis Kalim because I have Tam Basar, that's one, right, into the Mayim, two, back into the Kalim. That's really two Kalim, right? Both Kalim happen to be the same Chepta, but it's two Halacha Kalim. Perhaps that's the way out of this, but I think this is quite, quite far-fetched. But it's creative. Yitzi!
How does this whole, that whole raya, don't we assume that Naparnati Sura is Asura anyway?
Naparnati Sura is Asura. So same Kashrin Kalim Shaka Misha Sara Pesach.
Well, like, we're not. We Kashra all Kalim.
So we cash all came Idea Hagala one of two ways. Either we assume it becomes nice and time of Gam, or with Shishim. Okay, but if I cash a Pachos mi Shishim, right, let's say Erev Pesach, etc., stay there. One more proof, one more discussion. Shulchan Aruch Se'if Aleph says that the case of Naparnat is when they have Dogim Shenisbashlu, the Kedera Shal Basar Rechutze Yafe. Right, Naparnat means it's a clean pot. What happens if it's a dirty pot? So it's a problem. No, it's not Naparnat. It's a dirty pot. Why not? Why don't they say that what I have is the tam of the shmutz goes into the mayim, from the mayim into the fish, right? So it is a Naparnat de hetera. Why is it that when I have a dirty pot, it's usher? So there are different ways of solving this problem based on what we said. You could solve the problem that I don't say nat bar nat into eichon, right? Meaning the schmutz on the inside of the pot is nice and time into mayim. That's going into an eichel. From an eichel into something else, right? Eichel, 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 there's no nat bar nat. Alternatively, you could say that it's a Naparnat B'Shas Bishul. Alternatively, you could say, right, in other words, the two Svaras that we've been speaking about today in today's lecture, right, are very relevant for how come Se'if Aleph requires that the pot is cleaned. There is a third approach, and if you look at the Baal HaShulchan Se'if Katan Hey, he notes this. The third approach is that the way dirty pots work is that the dirt isn't noising tam into the mayim. The dirt diffuses, distributes itself in the mayim. So what I have is fleshic stuff that's now hitting the fish, right? It's not that the fleshic is noising tam into the mayim and into the fish. It's the dirty fleshicness that's hitting the fish. That's a third mahalach. But basically, mahalachim A and B to answer this kasha is what we spoke about today, Mr. Pella Schwartz.
This might be a little, this might be off, but is it possible to just say that when you're cooking, like, as opposed to when you're washing dishes, when you're cooking water in the pot, and some of it's liquids, some of it's solid, but it's all kind of like one dish that you're cooking. So it's like a soup. So you can't say that like it's a not bar not. Like
I think that's answer C. Right? Answer C really means that the meat diffuses throughout the water, right? In other words, it becomes one entity. It's not like I don't think of it like I have tam meat and it's discrete, it's different than the mayim, which is different than the fish. Right? I have fleshic mayim. Right, that's probably. I mean, that's
not what you're saying. You were saying that the water becomes fully fish. I'm saying the water is fully fish. So we're on different sides.
It's the same type of idea, right? The idea is that, like, when I'm cooking something at the same time, it's unlikely to apply my rules of not bar not again. And we have three reasons why the kedera has to be rechutzei yafe. Gentlemen, you should have a marvelous Shabbos. And brachos and